Welcome to the longest running real estate talk show in the North Bay, the Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly and Allison Norman. The Kelly Norman team. Mike and Allison are here every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. with tips on buying and selling your home, information on the loans to look for, and the ones to avoid. Throughout the Real Estate Hour, call in and ask your questions direct to Mike and Allison. Now, the Kelly Norman team. Mike Kelly and Allison Norman on News Talk 1350 KSRO.
Well, good morning, a wet Sonoma County. Mike Kelly, it is the Real Estate Hour, heard every Sunday morning right here on the News and Talk of Sonoma County, 1350 KSRO, 103.5. And we also have...
we're live on Facebook, and it's the Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly and Allison Norman.
You got it. And right now, we'll be probably going back and forth between any updates for the current situation with the storms. I was watching the news last night, and they kept saying, it's on its way. It's on its way.
It's on its way. It's here.
You know, 8,000 meteorologists in one studio going, no, you see there, it's coming there, and it's going to hit. You know, it never did hit anything, and then all of a sudden.
Oh, it's, boom. Yeah. Well, I come over from northwest Santa Rosa, and along Fulton Road, it's just really, really, really wet, so be careful there.
Yeah, definitely.
Blustery is a good word.
Yeah. And I was born in Guerneville, raised in Guerneville. I was born in San Francisco, but, you know, the chances right now of, the river flooding, and when I grew up, it was no big deal if it did flood because most everybody was gone during the winter time. It was basically a summer, kind of like a tourist population. But then everybody started moving there. So my recommendation to anybody who is buying property in Sonoma County is don't buy anything under the brown stain in the redwood tree. If you see a brown stain in a redwood tree, chances are that's floodwater. So don't buy anything up, below that if you can. And if you do, you better have darn good insurance.
Right.
So go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, it's also a good time to go look at a property if you happen to be in escrow on something.
Oh, absolutely.
Go look at that property and see where's the water flowing to. Is it pooling anywhere?
See if your house is still there.
Are there, there was one house. It was an REO that we had over in Sebastopol one year. Really rough condition, but I went and looked at it on a rainy day. It was literally raining inside the house. I mean, it was just water, coming down all over the place.
We've had a few of those before.
It was pretty bad. But really, just you're looking for, are there any leaks? Or you see any new stains on the ceiling?
Yeah.
And then, like I said, look outside. Where is the water flowing to? Drainage is a big issue that comes up after somebody purchases a home because you have no idea if it's not raining. Where is the water going? Is it flooding? My mom lives on a slab in Eichler and Marin. I've spent the last 3 days there trying to figure out how to get the water away from the side of her house because it's pooling up there. So it's really a good time to go look at that property ready to buy.
So how do people get a hold of us?
Well, you give us a call here on the show, 707-636-1350. 707-636-1350. nodumbquestion@gmail.com is a great way to get a hold of us either during the show or throughout the week. And you can always find us on Facebook at the Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly and Allison Norman. And we are currently live on Facebook.
We are.
We are. We can see Joe. Yeah, we got the wide angle. We can't see Mike. I'm going to move the camera a little bit.
Definitely.
Yeah, we'll duck. Yeah. But anyway, and then we have our blog, therealestatehourblog.com, which kinds of different ways to find us. A lot of good information on both the Facebook page and on our blog.
Sure.
And then, if you have any questions, we answer a lot of questions throughout the week at that nodumbquestion@gmail.com email.
And like Allie said, this is the time if you're in escrow right now on a house.
Yes.
You call your agent up and you say, I want to go see my house.
You say, I know it's
storming
outside.
And they go, but it's raining. And you go, yes, I know it's raining. That's why I want to go see it. He's going to love you for that you drug him out during the playoffs. During the rain and everything.
He or she, yes.
Yeah, he or she. So
sorry. You can tell him, well, Mike Kelly and Allison Norman said on the Real Estate Hour that I should go.
Allison said it. Allison said it. I didn't say it. But no, seriously, get a flashlight, a nice, bright flashlight. And what you're going to do is you're going to walk into that house, like Allie said, and you're going to just hold that light up to the corners of the property inside on the ceiling.
Yeah.
Because that's where you're going to see these leaks. Now, a lot of leaks, especially when you have this huge weather like this, we were in our office before, and I have an office on my property. property, and it was blowing there, you know.
Yeah.
So this is when you get all sorts of leaks that come out of because of wind.
Yeah.
So you kind of know what you need to do as far as, you know, the future. It's not a reason to cancel the deal, okay?
Oh, no.
And remember, yeah. Only Allison would cancel. No.
But
the thing is that don't go there and say, look, see, there's leaks. Let's cancel the escrow.
Yeah, no. It's just, you know, it gives you some good insight on, you know, what might happen. Because if it's not raining, you don't really know. You can have a roof inspection. They can come let you know this could be an issue. But really, to really know if it's going to happen, you be there and take a look at it.
Yeah.
So that's, leaks in the roof and then puddling of water, you know, flooding around the house. Puddling of water, you know.
Well,
where is the water flowing?
Not only that, but the way the water reacts on the land. If you're buying, say you're buying an acre or two,
mm-hmm.
and you're going to be putting a barn in a certain portion of that acreage. Now you go out there and it's a lake.
It's a vernal pool that you didn't know about.
Okay. Well, no, a vernal pool's a lot different than a lake, okay?
Right.
But the vernal pool only happens, it's a habitat, number one, and it only happens occasionally when it gets wet, then it disappears. Versus a lake with standing huge amount of standing water, because there's a huge influx of water. It's a different animal.
Well, no, but a vernal pool when there's a lot. Anyway, whatever. So
don't use vernal pools in that context. Vernal pool means new pool. Right? Just to bring you up to date there, girl. Okay, and it has to do with wildflowers, and that's an endangered species in the northwest area, Santa Rosa. So it's not a vernal pool, though. Vernal means new pool for new pool, right? This is standing water. It's a lot different.
All righty then.
Okay, good. Just making a correction. Okay, but so if you're out running around, though, this is the time when you really want to see what your house looks like with all this rain happening. And just be careful out there, because if you are riding around in the you're tempted to cross that road. And as the guy who was raised in Guerneville, I could tell you all about how many stories of guys that I knew that were tried to cross many, many puddles, and they were not successful. So just be aware of that, okay, so you don't get stuck, right?
Yep.
Cool. So what else is new? What are rates like today?
Rates are good. Rates are at about 4.375, I think is the last I saw.
4.375?
Yeah.
Okay, I thought she had the rates.
I don't.
She usually has the rates.
I know. I can pull them up, but you caught me off guard.
That's right. Okay, so anyway, so the rates are right
about 4.375 last I looked.
And they're probably not going to be going all that much more. I think things have kind of settled out. We'll see, once Trump gets into office, just what will happen with his monetary developments. I mean, there's Trump and then there's the Fed, and the Fed kind of has its own little way. So we'll see what happens with the interest rates, but we're kind of looking at probably 4.25% to 4.5%. Long-term look is probably 5%, and that's kind of like a New Year's, kind of not like resolution, but definitely a prediction, because the rates are definitely heading that direction. So just be aware of that if you are locking rates in. Okay, there's not that much stuff on the market right now.
No, there's not. Do you have some sale numbers, or we're going to talk about the end of the year?
We're going to take a break and come back more with the real estate. All right, we will talk about those.
We're going to talk about end of the year. We're going to also talk about some new laws coming into effect. Here we are in January, and we didn't mention this is actually our first live show.
Do you know
back.
That you're no longer a real estate agent?
No, I'm.
You're
well,
a real estate person.
I'm a.
That's a new law.
They changed it from real estate salesperson to real estate person.
Real estate person.
But I don't know where because we're also real estate agents. So I.
No. We are real estate persons.
Okay.
According to the BRE, we are a real estate person.
Well, I think anyway. There was a little bit more to that law, but yeah. Let's.
We'll take a break, come back more with the Real Estate Hour. I'm Mike Kelly.
I am Allison Norman.
Give us a call, 636-1350, 636-1350, right back after these words.
The Robert Dobby Show, weeknights 6 to 9 on 1350 and FM 103.5 KSRO.
There are over 172,000 licensed real estate agents in California. 172,000 possible outcomes when it's time to sell your home. If you want to sell your home faster, for more money, with less hassle, call Mike Kelly and Allison Norman.
I've been selling homes full-time in Sonoma County since 1978. Allison and I will build a strategic marketing plan to help you sell your home so you can list it, sell it, and get on with your life.
We know how to position your home for maximum appeal, when to launch the campaign, and how to use every tool in the arsenal, online, offline, on the air, and in the air.
With drones.
To put your property in front of people who are ready to buy.
Show us your home, and we'll show you three quick and easy tips to make your home look better to buyers, even if you don't use us.
Sell your home faster for more money with less hassle. Call Mike Kelly and Allison Norman, the Kelly Norman Team. Don't forget to listen to Mike and Allison on the Real Estate Hour, Sundays, 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. on KSRO.
The sports fanatics are back. Overtime with Nick and Bob, Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. on 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO. Fan-driven and fan-supported, they've got opinions with convictions. Wrapping up a week's worth of sports, they'll give it to you straight with no chaser. Tune in Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. for Overtime with Nick and Bob on KSRO.
Listen each Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to noon for Garden Talk and the Good Food Hour, brought to you by the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market. Garden Talk is hosted by Steve Garner and Gwen Kilcher, who welcome your gardening questions each week. And Good Food Hour is hosted by Chef John Ash and Steve Garner, with delicious insight into cooking, eating, and enjoying good food. It's Garden Talk and the Good Food Hour, Saturday mornings on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly and Allison Norman, the Kelly Norman Team. Now, here's more with Mike and Allison on News Talk 1350 KSRO.
We are back in the morning. Mike Kelly, it is the Real Estate Hour, heard every Sunday morning right here on the News and Talk of Sonoma County 1350 KSRO, and we'll probably have Pat Kerrigan come in here.
She'll be in here at 9:30 on
what's going on with the current weather situation. Is pretty unsettled out there. It's blowing like crazy. And if you don't got to be, you know, driving around, don't be driving around. You don't want to do that. I don't care if you have an SUV or a Hummer or anything like that. Just stay off the road, because there are emergency vehicles that could probably don't need to come by and have to pull you out of a ditch.
Right. Yeah. Just watch out for, you know, hold on to your steering wheel. Don't be, you know, driving along with one hand or with your knees, you know, like some of us do.
Yeah. and the flood, you know, flood stage of Guerneville at that stage is not really that big of a deal. Unfortunately, if you live under that level, it probably is.
Yes.
But most people can see it coming. It's not like it happens all at once in Guerneville. It's a gradual build up. But they have the vets hall there where they do a lot of, you know, work taking care of any folks that are really hit by the flood. My mother, while I was raised in Guerneville, my mother used to do her Swedish pancakes for all the people that were at the vets hall. You know,
really?
we had some shelter. We didn't have that many, because I think we only had 600 people in the town to begin with.
Right.
You know, we had most of our people when the summer happened. But it was a lot of fun. The floods were actually, well, floods for us, and we all knew what they were going to be, except for the big ones, which was 64.
Well, as a kid, it's fun. As an adult, you're, you know, kind of panicking about water getting in your house and ruining you. But as a kid, you're, oh, this was great.
As a kid, I was 16 years old, and I walked to Montreal to see my buddy Mike Rickard. And I walked all the way up there, and we're standing there on the other side of their bridge, which would be the Bohemian, you know, roadside. And we're watching the water literally come up the driveway by the bridge.
Oh, wow.
And he looks at me and he goes, wow, you know, you better get home. I went, holy, totally, you're right. So I walk across the bridge, and I'm walking down along Montreal there, you know, past Northwoods Golf Course, and I go through Guerneville, and now there's the bridge at Guerneville Park right there, where I used to have my paper route, and the water's like going right through the creek like crazy. So I hold onto the bridge and pull myself across, and then I go past the old bowling alley, and I make the left, and the river is 3 feet up.
Oh, wow.
Up to my waist, and all I could see was this huge, it looked like the Mississippi to me as a kid.
Oh, yeah.
I had to walk all the way home along the edge of that thing. then I had to swim back across the creek.
You had to swim?
At Fife's Creek, because the water was so crazy.
Wow. That beats my...
The adventures of a young Guerneville boy.
That tops my story of my... in 1982, I grew up in Marin, and in 1982, I remember when it flooded all the way up 4th Street in San Rafael.
Yeah.
And I went to school at San Rafael High School that year and lived in Terra Linda. And a friend and I took the bus, and we got off. The bus dropped us off. We walked with water up, you know, past our knees to school. I don't know why we were going to school. Today they would cancel school. And, yeah. But we walked to school, water up to our knees from, you know, a couple of blocks.
How old were you?
It was high school. I was probably 17.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, about the same. Maybe it was the same year. It was my senior year, 82. I'll give it away. It was 82.
Okay. Getting back to real estate.
You can do the math.
We have one of our friends, listeners of the show, who was on the air actually on Facebook. He was a while ago on Facebook, Joe Jacobs over at Wells Fargo. And he actually sends us out the updates on the interest rates. So that's why I grabbed those rates from Joe. So this is not a recommendation of Wells Fargo, because they probably wouldn't want him on the show anyway and all that kind of good stuff.
Well, just because, a lot of lenders, you have to ask permission to come and talk on the radio.
But
it's public information that they actually put. Wells Fargo actually posts the interest rates. You can go online it's always a little different. We've talked about before. It's always a little different depending on your situation.
Yes, but we're going to have a old friend of the show on.
We are. We're going to have Pete Phillippe, who is now at Freedom Mortgage.
Freedom Mortgage.
And Pete's an old pal of the Real Estate Hour, and he's going to be on the, I think it's the 22nd, is that Sunday. So
whatever date he gets,
he'll be in here. He got permission.
Have to use the word old.
Well, no, an old, good old, in a good way.
In a good way.
A long-time friend of the Real Estate Hour.
Long-time friend of the Real Estate Hour. So anyway, we're looking at the sales for last year, and sales were down over the year before, and pretty much because of, we have such a tight inventory. But, they were only off about 5%, but it's kind of indicative of what's been going on in the marketplace for the last 3 or 4 or 5 years, where we've come off this crazy cycle of boom or bust, which we had for years. And we would have, if you look at, go back to 2000, you can see how the tech market took off and things were really hot and all that kind of stuff. Then the market disappeared for tech, but we kept growing.
Yeah, what's going on?
Wonder why that was. Well, because we had all that really dumb money out there.
Yes.
And, if you haven't seen The Big Short, you hear me talk about it quite a bit.
I've yet to watch that, and I need to see it.
You've got to watch, because there's these two mortgage brokers that are so typical of that era when people were making loans. They're going, so do you guys do you guys check their income? Yeah, right, sure. They're really funny. Well, what do you do with it? Yeah, no, we don't do that. We don't check if they're working. What are you, crazy?
Just come say on, you man. Make this amount of money.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to check.
You just write it in there. Oh, sure, we do it. Over.
Yeah.
Money is long gone. And so right now we have obviously a much tougher way to qualify for a loan.
Yeah, they really tightened
which is good.
Qualifying.
Yeah.
It is good. So
it is good, and then it is bad because people are going, well,
I can't get a loan.
We can't get a loan, or it's really tough to get a loan.
Yeah.
And if you look at, the people that are trying to get loans here in Sonoma County, we're going to have some major questions to be asked this year. And I don't know, one is going to be, okay, we have no housing to sell.
Yeah.
That's affordable, number one. So number two, that's Shirley Zane's whole thing about Build, Baby, Build, where she was talking about doing that. But also when you look at the housing market, where are they coming from? I mean, you run right into that wall of, the city, the county. It's that old cultural thing where, no, this is the way we do it. We run these through this way.
Yeah, the permit
and
process.
It's really hard to fast track it. They don't really realize that people have money on the line when they're trying to do these projects.
Right.
So it's pretty hard to do. So hopefully that cultural change, though I'll be very surprised if it does.
Well, they did at the county. They've cycled out a lot of. They had a whole bunch of people retire early.
Well, that's good and the bad.
Quote unquote.
The good and the bad is that they had a bunch of people leave, and then they have nobody that really replaced them.
Right.
Okay. With their skill set.
With the knowledge, and there's a lot that you need to know, and there's a lot. PRMD, which is the Permit Resource Management Division, and now called Permit Sonoma PRs, something that has a new name. But just Google PRMD,
and same old culture.
It'll come up. But they really do, you know, compared to some other counties like Mendocino County, Marin County, you know, locally to us, they are much more user friendly as far as being able to go online and get information. So that's, you know, something good.
Sure. Really user friendly.
No, they are. You go over to Marin County, and maybe they've changed it. I haven't looked in, you know, at the Marin County, but they didn't have the access to permit history and last year. So maybe they've changed and followed along with that.
Okay. So sales last year, we had 5,348 total sales. All right. And this is condos and single family dwellings in the great county of Sonoma. The year before that, we had 5,533. So we're down, but we're not really down all that much. Maybe a point and a half, 2 points. So it's nothing really to get too concerned about. It's just that we're not seeing any growth.
That's
not a good thing, especially if you're trying to find affordable housing. And when you look at the distressed market, which was at one time the affordable housing.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, there were a lot of people that sold, you know, before the market crashed, came back and saw these REO properties for $165,000, $170,000
You're just not seeing that at all.
In the Southwest area. And so they're gone. So when you look at the REO market now, you know, we only had last year, it's just amazing to me. At one time, the REO and short sale market were 60% of all sales.
Mm-hmm.
Right, which is, you know, a good number,
right?
Especially if you're selling like 500 or 600, you know, houses per month.
Yeah.
So that's a good portion, right?
Yeah.
Well, last year for the REOs total, okay, I can't. This blows me away. We only had 93.
Wow.
Is that amazing? All right. And they had 70 condos, so we had total about 100. Short sales, we had 52. So the total for the year was 152.
Wow.
Okay, and that's down.
For the whole entire year of 2016?
For the whole year.
That's interesting.
Isn't that amazing?
In all of Sonoma County.
In all of Sonoma County.
Across the price points everywhere.
Everywhere, yeah. Wow. So they're just not out there anymore. So so what does that mean for a lot of people? Well, before, when we had the REO market and we had the short sale market, you could get some pretty good deals on land, on homes. So we're not seeing that now. So that's not good for the consumer.
No, it's not good for the buyer. It's good for the seller because that means that, well, the lack of short sales is because now people have equity.
Yeah.
So where they, you know, there were people that needed to sell, and were able to sell without doing a short sale because the equity was up.
Right.
So,
then when you look at the sales and everything, I mean, when you look at the terms, because we have a lot of people that always are pushing FHA, VA. Well, when you look at the total amount of loans, Allie, for the year, okay, we had, for the conventional, we had 3,198. We had total of about 54. I'm losing it right now. Well, I'll come back to that. But the majority of the loans this year and last year are conventional. The vast majority. Okay. FHA, VA, minimal. Okay.
Yeah.
It's almost like 6-1. Okay. So we're seeing a biggest problem with that. So I think we're going to go ahead and have the folks come on in. And Pat Kerrigan is here. And
Joe
Michelle.
Says we have a minute.
Huh?
We have
Joe says we have
Joe's
a minute.
Given us his 1 minute finger.
We can do a minute. Is that what that's called? That's called the 1 minute finger.
The 1 minute
huh?
finger. So we do. I'm yelling. I do have the numbers for the active, what we actively have currently available on the market today, 479.
479 listings for a population of 500,000.
Mm-hmm. And that's single family and farms and ranches, which I usually bundle together. And then 48 active condos.
48, that's it.
That's it. Across the board, everywhere.
Slim pickings.
You know, when you look back at your numbers of what's sold, it has a lot to do with what hasn't.
It does.
What's not available.
So we're
going
to take a break into the little weather report. We have Pat Kerrigan in studio, and Michelle, you're going to be here also, and Joe Pasquini.
Yeah.
And we'll be coming back with the Real Estate Hour once these folks give us the updated on the flood situation or the current weather situation.
Hello, Sonoma County. I'm Steve Kerr, and this is the home of Golden State Warriors play-by-play, 1350 and FM 103.5 KSRO.
More info just out now on the suspected Fort Lauderdale Airport gunman coming from Broward County Sheriff Scott Israel. He'll be picked up by the FBI tomorrow for his federal court appearance. And Esteban Santiago is under a suicide watch directed by Sheriff Israel, who was asked, why did Santiago choose that airport?
We have no understanding at this time why he chose Fort Lauderdale.
The sheriff also telling ABC affiliate WPLG-TV Miami that while being interrogated, Santiago said that the CIA or others put a chip in his head, that he was paid money by ISIS, and that Santiago's been cooperative with law enforcers. The man who drove a truck into pedestrians in a tourist area of Jerusalem hours ago was a supporter of ISIS, says Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, visiting the scene where five people were killed, including the driver. Already reports of flash flooding and mudslides in parts of Northern California. Forecasters say up to a foot of rain could fall in some areas. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
KSRO interrupts this program for a breaking news update from the KSRO newsroom.
Good morning, Sonoma County. It is 9:31, and there's a lot to tell you about as we continue our every 30-minute update here on KSRO because of course, the major storm that is hitting Sonoma County. Let's start off with traffic, the roadways. Here's Jen Correa.
Taking a look at KSRO traffic, we do have some closures out there due to the flooding. This happens to be on Highway 1 at Valley Ford Road, so just use caution. Also, 121 at Highway 12 is currently shut down, and that's due to flooding in the area, and that's going to cause some slow traffic. It's going to be closed, actually, until Monday. Asti Road at Airport Road, we do have reports of a hazard of vehicle blocking the roadway at this time. Also, 101 at the Toll Plaza, getting across the Golden Gate Bridge. There happens to be a high wind advisory, and that is active until about noon today, so do use caution while passing through. I'm Jen Correa, KSRO Traffic, AM 1350 and FM 103.5.
Now, we'll tell you also as with regard to the roadways, Rohnert Park Expressway at Redwood Drive, flooded. You cannot get through in that area. There's so much water on the road. Also, Laguna de Santa Rosa and Sonoma Creek in the Glen Ellen, Sonoma area, they are above flood stage at this point. And those are areas that are included in a flash flood warning, which means that flooding is occurring right now or is imminent. Pengrove, Petaluma areas also included. Above flood stage near the creeks in Sebastopol, Cotati, Roseland, Larkfield, Boys Hot Springs. Are you getting the, you know, continuing effort here? Pretty much everybody is affected this morning. Forestville, so many of the feeder roads along River Road heading out to the river. Fetters Hot Springs, Agua Caliente, Temelec, South Santa Rosa, Eldridge, the Sonoma Developmental Center also flooded this morning. El Verano and Grayton. And before we get to the Russian River situation, let's go to Michelle Marquez, who's got the story on PG&E outages this morning.
They have expanded at this point. We've got an area in Rohnert Park. Almost 2,000 people are affected. PG&E is investigating the cause right now, is aware of that. A larger outage now in Sebastopol. We've got well over 1,000 people who are without power in Sebastopol. And now a much larger outage affecting western Sonoma County, centered sort of in the Occidental area, but expanded throughout that area of nearly 1,500 people without power in the Occidental area. Again, all of these outages are ones that PG&E is aware of, and they're keeping an eye on it. A good thing to do if you are without power and you do have access maybe to the internet on your phone, head to ksro.com. Click on that storm resources link, and we do have a link directly to PG&E. If you do not see your power outage listed there, you have the ability through that website to go ahead and report an outage in your area if you don't see it already listed.
That's fantastic. Good news, and it will be important, increasingly important news as we head through the day. Let's talk the Russian River. Okay, it is rising, as you can imagine. River expected to hit monitor stage by tonight. That's 29 feet, and then flood stage of 32 feet at the Guerneville Bridge around midnight. Now, these figures are going to be on the increase over the next several days. Flooding on the Russian River River expected to last from midnight tonight all the way through Thursday as the river catches up with the runoff from the rain. Here's your forecast. Rain heavy at times with gusty winds to about 35 miles an hour today. The brunt of this particular storm, this particular monster, should be through by about 9 o'clock tonight. The worst rainfall should be expected, and it should come through most of Sonoma County by about 4 o'clock with showers after that. And then get used to the rain. This is the major storm event that's happening right now, but there is rain continuing in the forecast through all of next week. So nothing like what we're experiencing today, but it's still going to be wet, and it will still cause those rivers to rise. Michelle?
We did have an update from a listener that is actually quite important. If you're out on the roadways and you're driving on the freeway, do not put your cruise control on. if you hit standing water and you've got your cruise control on, this can be a very dangerous situation. So please do not use that today.
Do not use your cruise control. And in fact, do not use your car. Yeah. How's that? That's an even better idea. We will check in at the top of the hour with Officer John Sloat from the CHP. We will be checking on all of these circumstances and situations as we roll through this very important day in Sonoma County. And it is 9:36 now at KSRO. We'll be back with you in another 30 minutes. In the meantime, back to Mike and Allison and their show, which they are happily letting us interrupt this morning. Thanks, guys.
This has been a breaking news update on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO. Now back to regular programming already in progress.
There are over 172,000 licensed real estate agents in California. 172,000 possible outcomes when it's time to sell your home. If you want to sell your home faster, for more money, with less hassle, call Mike Kelly and Allison Norman.
I've been selling homes full-time in Sonoma County since 1978. Allison and I will build a strategic marketing plan to help you sell your home so you can list it, sell it, and get on with your life.
We know how to position your home for maximum appeal, when to launch the campaign, and how to use every tool in the arsenal, online, offline, on the air, and in the air.
With drones.
To put your property in front of people who are ready to buy.
Show us your home and we'll show you three quick and easy tips to make your home look better to buyers, even if you don't use us.
Sell your home faster for more money with less hassle. Call Mike Kelly and Allison Norman, the Kelly Norman Team. Don't forget to listen to Mike and Allison on the Real Estate Hour, Sundays, 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. on KSRO. Welcome back to the Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly and Allison Norman, the Kelly Norman Team. Now, here's more with Mike and Allison on News Talk 1350 KSRO.
We are back. Good morning, Mike Kelly. It is the Real Estate Hour, and welcome to the Real Estate Hour. This is the Real Estate Hour.
Did you say that?
I think I said that. But we want to thank Pat Carrington for coming in and giving you the update on the weather. I mean, basically, guys, what you should do home is just sit home, have some coffee, have a little breakfast, listen to the radio. What'd you say?
Watch some football.
Until 1:30. So.
No. Or go, clear.
1 to 10? Oh, look at Joe. It's 1 to 10.
Or go, I'm going to be out in my backyard because I've got some weather stuff going on. Well, just a little. I've got water pooling up on my deck. I got to go sweep it off and stuff. Okay, so well, see what's going on. But we're watching a little news. What is this? Channel 7 News. Yeah. And boy, Roner Park Expressway, which Pat mentioned, at Redwood Drive. That's right there when you come off the freeway, right? Yeah. And you come. Yeah. Flooded. Completely flooded.
Yeah. So just be careful out there. Things are always deeper than you think they are. Okay. Your car sometimes will not take going into. You think, oh, I can get through that.
No, don't try driving
through. Next thing you're drifting down the creek. Okay. So just don't do that. So stay home. Yeah. Listen to the radio. Okay. Hang out.
Yeah, be careful.
Listen to KSRO, your local media here that's going to get you updated as to what's going on in all the weather conditions throughout the day. And also tomorrow morning on Pat's show, which begins nice, bright, and early.
Yes, bright and early. And we did mention here, we're telling you stay off the roads, and we said, but go look at your property or an escrow. Pat just mentioned that we're going to have rain for the next week and a half or so.
So, plenty of opportunity.
Maybe not today, maybe tomorrow. Call your realtor and say, hey, can we go look at the house? I just want to make sure, you know, we're not missing any leaks. And I want to see where the water goes when it rains so heavy like this.
Yeah, you're going to have plenty of rain, guys, for the next week, so, which is very cool. So, but these are the times that you really do need to look at that property or your house. You know, and if you've been thinking about, like, you may be thinking about buying some land in a certain area, you know, the county, drive through it now, because you'll know what it looks like when you got a little bit of rain on it, you know.
It's flooding. You know, another good thing, look under, you know, pop the hatch and look under your house.
Oh, yeah. You know, look, if you see your reflection, okay, that's not
even
a good sign.
Either your house that you're buying, excuse me, or a house you're getting ready to sell, or the house you're just living in. I haven't looked under my, I'm afraid to lift it and see, but it's a good idea to pop that open and take a look and see how much water is under your house, because that's a really common thing in Sonoma County.
Yeah, but you also got to be careful. It could just be something because of the really amount of rain we have, and you could be dry for the rest of the year. So, but it's always good to check it out. I mean, you know, sump pumps are always something that you really need to deal with. Mm-hmm. And if you've had a pest report and you're buying a house, they say you have some standing water. Now, Kelly says,
we've got
now's
one,
the time
right?
to go back and say, remember that report we got? It said something about standing water.
Yeah.
There's that line that was in the concrete, you know, and it was up about 6 inches.
Yeah, go look at it now. Well, actually, I'm meeting a pest inspector at a property tomorrow up in Cloverdale. For a second reinspection, we had some access issues, but it'll be interesting to see how much water's under there tomorrow.
Yeah.
We shall see.
Okay, so getting back to the loans and about for the sales for last year, sales were down as sales have been for the last, like, 5 years. There's really been nothing, you know, dramatic. They just were kind of petering down, and a lot of the reason that is any – well, you could say, okay, look, we have so many people that are buying rentals, and they're not flipping them. Or they're buying flip properties and they're not flipping them. They're keeping them as rentals, because why would you not want to rent a property out with this kind of rental market?
Oh, I know. It's good. And actually, that's a good thing, because we need rentals. You know, where there is they're probably the
price. That's a dual-edged sword, though. Okay, you may need rentals, but we need inventory to sell.
We need inventory, too. Okay? I know. Speaking as a realtor, we do need.
Yeah. Anyway. So it'd be nice if we had some properties to sell. Okay. So, but the problem we have is that with these rents the way they are, is that it's the things that go, well, why should I put on the market when I'm getting this incredible cash flow?
Yeah.
Okay. And a lot of people are like occupying. We have a lot of duplex, triplexes, fourplexes where people are actually occupying part of the units, and they're going, I'm not going to be selling it until, you know, it's going to be a darn good deal that's going to make me want to move property.
Well, and then we still have the issue of people that want to sell or really need to sell. Maybe they've outgrown their house, or they're living in a house that's way too big for them, and they are they're afraid to put it on the market because they may not be able to find that property they're looking for, and I think their fears are
are founded. I mean, how many listings do we have right now?
Right, we had 479 active properties across the board, you know, from, you know,
well, the interesting thing about last year about the sales, that we never had a 500 sale month.
Of actual sales.
Actual sales. Yeah, I went over 500. Yeah. So highest we ever got was like 470 or something like that.
Yeah.
So that's really interesting, because that just shows you the depth of, number one, it could be affordability. Mm-hmm. Okay, that our affordability is getting to the point where people just can't afford to live here and don't want to pay the prices.
Yeah.
Okay. Number two, that, you know, people are just going, there's really nothing for me to look at.
Right. I mean, I don't think we really went over 500 in active listings either. Maybe a little over.
We were substantially at times like 800, 900. Okay. It's just that
in
we
the
just,
year. Yeah.
It's just we just drizzled down about the last because of the holidays. This is why. But the thing is that we were upwards, you know, 800 or 900. But we were before Audi, we were like 1,800, 2,000.
Oh, yeah.
So you got to keep it in context, okay? So we have dropped, you know, at 800 houses, we kind of go, yeah, that's good. That's twice as many as we got now. You know what I mean? Let's see what we can do. So, but when you look at the sales, I mean, Allie, we always talk about FHA, VA. You know, people always say, we got to get that, we got to do that, got to do that. Well, when you look at the total number of sales, and especially with FHA, we had almost close to 3,200 conventional sales, all right, where they use conventional loans, FHA, 543.
Right.
So it's almost like a 6-to-1 margin. Now, why is that dropping?
Well, a couple reasons, I'd say, because the price point, the conforming loan is, well, a couple things. A conforming loan, there's some actually really good conforming loans where you can come in with a low down payment. The big thing with FHA is you can have a couple of big things. You can have somebody contribute money to your down payment, gift money. You can have
like that.
You
huh?
can have exactly. You can have lower, less than nice.
Lower than nice.
Credit scores. Not so great credit scores. But it's harder to get an FHA loan accepted, an FHA offer accepted.
Well, because, not only that, it's because the prices are so darn high.
I ran
a slide. We're going to take a break, come back, and talk about the lack of affordable housing. I took the 400,000 to 400,000 price point over the last 3 years. When I come back, you're not going to like the results. We'll take a break. Come back more with the Real Estate Hour. I'm Mike Kelly.
I'm Allison Norman.
Give us a call, 636-1350. Stay tuned for all the weather here on KSRO, your local station for all that is weather.
Golden State Warriors play-by-play is sponsored in part by Hansel BMW on 1350 and FM 103.5 KSRO.
There are over 172,000 licensed real estate agents in California. 172,000 possible outcomes when it's time to sell your home. If you want to sell your home faster, for more money, with less hassle, call Mike Kelly and Allison Norman.
I've been selling homes full-time in Sonoma County since 1978. Allison and I will build a strategic marketing plan to help you sell your home so you can list it, sell it, and get on with your life.
We know how to position your home for maximum appeal, when to launch the campaign, and how to use every tool in the arsenal, online, offline, on the air, and in the air.
With drones.
To put your property in front of people who are ready to buy.
Show us your home, and we'll show you three quick and easy tips to make your home look better to buyers, even if you don't use us.
Sell your home faster for more money with less hassle. Call Mike Kelly and Allison Norman, the Kelly Norman Team. Don't forget to listen to Mike and Allison on the Real Estate Hour, Sundays, 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. on KSRO.
Tune in to Travel Tuesdays from noon to 12:30 each week and discover where you can take your next bucket list vacation. Travel expert Elise Corey, owner of TravelWise, the only virtuoso travel agency in Sonoma County, puts her nearly 30 years' experience in the travel industry to work for you as she guides you around the globe and across the seas. Listen to her shows when you want to at KSRO.com. Just click on Travel Tuesdays and choose your podcast. That's KSRO.com.
The sports fanatics are back. Overtime with Nick and Bob, Sundays 4 to 6 p.m. on 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO. Fan-driven and fan-supported, they've got opinions with convictions. Wrapping up a week's worth of sports, they'll give it to you straight with no chaser. Tune in Sundays 4 to 6 p.m. for Overtime with Nick and Bob on KSRO.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly and Allison Norman, the Kelly Norman Team. Now, here's more with Mike and Allison on News Talk 1350 KSRO.
We are back. Good morning, Mike Kelly. It is the Real Estate Hour along with...
Good morning. I'm Allison Norman.
You are.
We are the Kelly Norman Team, Keller Williams Realty.
Yep, two hardworking realtors. Have been doing this since 1978. Allison's been doing it since about...
2006.
That was perfect timing, huh?
Everyone was running the other way, and I'm going,
I'll be a realtor,
Anyway. And people said, the market's going to tank, right? And I'm all, I don't care. I want to sell real estate. I had already started in the process. I was already investing in real estate and liked real estate. Yeah. So I obviously didn't go into it for the money at the time.
So with all this rain out there right now, the nice thing about it is that if you're thinking about putting your home on the market, you kind of know what to disclose now. Because when Allie and I sit down with you to put your property on the market, which we are glad to do anytime you wish, as Allison said, there's only 485 active listings out there.
Yeah, yeah.
So we actually need the listings right now. Obviously, this is the dead of winter. We'll start seeing properties probably come on in the next month or so.
Okay. Yeah, typically, right at when the Super Bowl happens, which is the beginning of February, suddenly the Super Bowl is done and people go, okay, let's do it.
Let's go out and
let's buy. Go. sell our home. So,
The thing is that you need to start looking today. So when you're, you know, it doesn't hurt if you're selling, think about selling in the next 6 months, to walk around your house and say, okay, we had standing water over here. Mm-hmm. We had some drainage issues over here. So when we ask you, are there any issues you had with the last big rain that you could tell us about?
Because
because you are mandatory, disclosure that you have to disclose.
There's seven pages of disclosures you need to fill out with lots of questions. And I think, and there is questions about drainage.
Yeah.
And you know, I remember reading something a few years ago about that being one of the biggest issues of lawsuits after a sale of a house is drainage. And that, you didn't tell me that. No, I did. I read it and I was surprised, because I don't really, you don't really think of that as being one of the biggest issues. But it's something that wasn't disclosed is, you didn't tell me that the, water floods the back deck when it rains. And you didn't tell me this or that, So.
Sure. A lot of it, Ali, means is lack of disclosure, too. I mean, the biggest thing we have with sellers is that they go, do I have to tell you this?
Yeah.
And if you ask that question of yourself,
yes,
you probably have to tell us.
If you have to say, well, should I say? And really, you're not, it's better to tell. If it's, look at it, if it's something that somebody is going to find out later and it's going to affect the desirability or the value of the home or their perceived value.
Or the buyer.
Yeah, exactly. Then it's something you should disclose. Yep. And it's not a horrible thing. You're just, you're just saying this happens.
So go ahead and get your 8x11 pad and walk around the property today and say, make some notes.
Mm-hmm.
Say, geez, we had a little bit of growing over here, a little bit of stuff going over there. Okay, otherwise it looks pretty good.
Yeah.
And especially if it looks really good, take a picture of it.
Exactly.
Really,
look,
seriously, because people will be saying, what was it like when it really rained? You'll say, hey, look, here's my time release photo. Boom.
Yeah.
On my camera, we used to take pictures of REOs, so we had to have a time date stamp. It's on my phone. That's what I'm going to take a photo of. I have a time date stamp. So it doesn't hurt to do that, you guys.
Yes.
Okay, believe me, these things can keep you out of a lawsuit.
Right. That's our prime objective.
Yeah. So if you think about selling your home, now's the time to probably get Allison and I out to look at it, okay, because this is the time when you're going to be going, okay, well, what do I really need to do with the property?
Right. And sometimes you're thinking, oh, I have to do this and this and this, and you can have this huge list of things, and we'll come out there and go, you know what, leave that. Let the new owner do that, because maybe they don't like your style or whatever, so there's things that we can let instead of focusing on that, why don't you focus on these other things, so that's something that we do, and we'll come out, no charge to you, no obligation. We're not gonna force you to sign a listing at the time, but we will come out, talk to you, tell
force people.
No, we never do.
No, but I don't think anybody forces them, do they?
I'm just people are afraid that they're gonna, I don't want to commit, it's like, well, you're not committing, you're asking us to come out, take a look at your property, we can let you know what we can do to help you sell your property, and then you can make a decision from there. But a lot of it is just us letting you know, hey, this is what you should probably do, and maybe you don't need to do this. We're going to save you some money, tell you what things you can do to make your house more desirable and get you some more money on the on the sale. And then we can help you, figure out that process of, where am I going to go? What am I going to do as far as, moving in, buying another house? Maybe you need to sell and then buy something here in town, or maybe you're going out of town. We have lots of realtor resources around the world, really, now that Keller Williams is international. So if you are selling here and then you want to buy somewhere else, we can find you or may already know of a great realtor in another area that you want to go to.
Yep.
Lots of ways we can help you.
Yeah, you can do a lease back, and there's all sorts of different ways you can actually get out of your property, okay? If you want to carry paper, a lot of people are carrying paper because, hey, look at kind of the rates you get today at the bank, right?
Yeah,
so you could maybe carry paper at 5 or 6 or 7%.
Define carry paper.
Well, carry paper means basically you're the bank for maybe a second or a first.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
A first might be the better way to go. And there's obviously, dangers with doing this that you need to talk to an attorney and talk to your realtor about, and how to really, stage it properly. But it's a good income stream, especially if you own a property in the $1 million price point, which is not unheard of at all anymore.
Yeah.
Okay. And you want to carry, say, maybe $300,000, $400,000 at 6%. 2%. Do the math, guys. That's a nice piece of change.
Right, right. Okay, so it's like a second loan, seller financing.
Yeah. It really is for the more sophisticated seller who's maybe had a business before, or they've run their businesses before, or they've done this carry paper before.
Yeah.
It's not for mom and dad who are taking all their money. This is it. Okay, no, we don't want to do that.
Yeah, no, because you do have to be careful. I mean, you're there are some liabilities and
there's always different ways to get to cash. Okay, we always talk about that. Mm-hmm. Okay, Allie and I are working on a deal right now where we're trying to figure out how we're going to hold this thing together.
Yes.
And the problem we have though is that we need to generate some cash to pay off a loan so we can carry a loan over here. Well, we're not generating the cash, so it's probably not going to really fly for us. We're still working on it as best we can, but you get to the point where you start, pretty much knocking out all the options,
pulling all kinds of stuff out of the box.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, but the thing is to keep your eyes open, keep your mind open.
Okay,
because there's one, they call it one different way to skin a cat.
Right? Yes, so. Yeah. There are lots of different, and we can help you figure that out too. All that whole process.
We can.
We sure can.
We sure can. Okay.
We can. So,
so we had some new laws happen. Okay.
We did.
And let's see. Do you take a break yet, Joe? We're not going to.
No, we took a break.
Top of the hour.
Yeah, we're almost done here.
We're good. So there are some new laws that happened, and Allie and I got a kick out of one, and it's kind of not really.
We didn't get a kick. Well, we thought it was kind of.
It's about bed bugs, okay?
And Mike got more of a kick out of it than I did.
Well, it was just like, a landlord cannot rent a place with bed bugs. Yeah,
it's kind of burr,
But then I'm kind of wondering, who rents out places with bed bugs? Then Allie was saying, we had a situation where the bed bugs were brought in by a mattress or a bed or something or other.
Yeah.
But the thing is that
not my situation.
No, you would not have
a situation I'm aware of.
It's around you occasionally, though.
I don't know.
It's in your chair, too. I kind of wanted
to. Oh, stop. Anyway. he's starting rumors and stuff. Anyway, No, but, and you brought up, you said, anybody can have bed bugs. So if you have bed bugs, we're not making
some
fun of you.
There are people
horrible.
I know.
Of the nice hotels, too. whole hotels get them. And what I've learned is they actually can go through the walls. So this is an important disclosure. And in this law beginning January 2018, a notice must be given to all the tenants apartment building. So, because they can actually go through the walls.
Yeah, yeah.
So they're hard to get rid of and expensive. But anyway, a landlord has to disclose if they know of a bed bug.
One that's kind of neat is that there's a kind of a new auxiliary unit. Okay, auxiliary dwelling.
Yeah, it's what we all know of as a granny unit. And so there's a new law. This is a state law. And what it does is basically says that if you're watching Facebook Live, you can see Mike waving his arms at me.
It.
I don't have it in front of me yet because I'm talking about it because I know what it is. So anyway, it's an auxiliary dwelling unit, which we commonly know as a granny unit or in-law unit.
Or a
second unit on your property. The state of California has said, let's make it easier to have these. At first they changed it. Now they're calling it an auxiliary dwelling unit or an ADU. And they want to make it easier for you to have that. And it can help the affordability, moving in an in-law or, whatever you need to do.
But the nice thing about it, instead of having to pay sewer hookup fees, water hookup fees, a lot of these auxiliaries, they're looking at them saying, no, you don't have to pay those huge, enormous fees to have this unit in place. And that's the cool thing about that bill.
Yeah, yeah. It prohibits an ordinance from requiring, as a condition of granting a permit, additional parking requirements, ADA,
all kinds of
stuff. So we're going to talk a little bit more about that. We've got somebody from the city of Santa Rosa. And so what this is it's a state law, We are, but it's a state law.
I didn't know.
It's a state law that allows the cities and other places to set up their own ordinances.
Okay, so stay tuned to KSRO, guys, because the the water's still going to happen around here.
Yeah, we're going to have
Pat's
weather updates
be on the
all day.
Show during the station during the rest of the day.
Yeah, stay dry and stay safe.
Tune Pat in tomorrow morning to get the latest and the greatest on what's going on with the weather. I'm Mike Kelly.
I'm Allison Norman.
We're the Kelly Norman team. We'll see you next Sunday on the Real Estate Hour.
All righty.
You've been listening to the longest-running real estate talk show in the North Bay, The Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly and Allison Norman, the Kelly Norman team. Join Mike and Allison every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. for tips on buying and selling your home, information on the loans to look for and the ones to avoid. Call in and ask your questions direct. And don't forget to check in daily with The Real Estate Hour's official blog at therealestatehourblog.com. Then listen to the Kelly Norman team on the Real Estate Hour Sunday mornings from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. on News Talk 1350 KSRO.